This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
Luke's Gospel, chapter number 14, verse number 28 and 29 says, "For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him." And of course, they go on and say, this man began to build and he was not able to finish. And then he gives a second illustration that we'll deal with in next time. But we're looking now at a new principle here, and that is the finishing principle. And the truth is, there's a phrase, "You cannot be my disciple," and it occurs three times. And it's connected with the total package here of forsaking. I split them apart. Finishing and forsaking go together. You will never finish if you do not forsake all that you have as being yours and give it to him. But we'll deal with that at a later broadcast. Right now, this is a very important message because it is in the Bible quite a bit about finishing what God has you doing. And we're going to look just at a few things over the next few broadcasts to kind of take a look and zero in on this situation of, if you're going to run with Christ, then you need to run with eternity's values in view. You need to look towards the cross. You need to look unto Jesus, and you need to never look back at the things of the past, but looking ahead, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Here we see some decisions that need to be made. There are two examples. The first one was the man who's going to build. We see a decision. Should I build or should I not? We see a consideration. It says here, "For which of you intending to build a tower?" You have an intention to do it. It's something that's in your heart. The idea of build there, the way the construct is in the language, it is at some point in time, you would like to really build a tower. Well, if someone's really wanting to do that, do they not sit down first and count the cost? Is there not an accounting of it? The word counting is interesting because it has to do with pebbles. And that's what they used as their calculator. So it's saying, how many of you would not sit down and calculate the cost, whether you have enough money to actually finish what you're going to start? Can you do what it is that you are going to do? When my wife and I first got married, our first home was way, 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 way out in the boonies of Marion County, Ocala National Forest. And it was 22 miles up an old country road, and then you had to turn on a dirt road. And the way I always told people how to get there is, somebody started a house on the right side of the road, and it was all concrete block, no roof, big holes where the windows were to go, big hole where the doors to go, just all concrete. That was it. And I say, when you see that unfinished concrete house, the next dirt road on your left is where you turn. That was the way I would tell people to get there. He said, you look to see if you can finish. Otherwise, lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Listen, a lot of people want to jump in with both feet and run, and then they just throw the towel in. And people say, yeah, you fell apart. You're not really one of his followers. And they mock us, and they jeer at us, and they consider that we really didn't love the Lord at all. We must consider the cost. Do we have what it takes? Otherwise, we're going to have criticism. My friend, let's not have criticism that we bring on ourselves, but criticism because we actually love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and not because of shame for not sitting down and realizing we need to finish. This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth Moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth Moment.